You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business and personal success. Today we are speaking with Jeremy Gray, director of an Australian company called Henny, who makes clever commuter bags. You got to check this out. Jeremy, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, hi, Eric. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours, and good morning to you. So first of all, the Henny Wigman keeps clothes presentable and protected from creases while cycling to work or traveling for business. It's certainly a clever idea. How did it come about? Get into that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Look, I was working for a startup in Sydney, down on the harbour there, and it was very fortunate, I suppose, that we weren't required to wear formal clothes. During the day, it was only really for meetings that we would have to don a suit. And so I was able to ride to work every day, and life was pretty easy, and it was a great way to beat traffic and keep fit at the same time. And when I was talking to a lot of my friends who also rode, they told me that they would have to drive their clothes in one day a week and then cycle the remainder. And some of these guys were actually driving their clothes in on a Sunday, and look, traffic in Sydney is getting pretty bad these days, and so it would actually almost take them half a day. So I realised that there was a need, and I needed something as well, because I was about to change roles. And so look, I set about trying to design a product which would allow myself to ride to work and transport a suit, a shirt, and essentially enough clothes for the day. And that's how the Wingman was born.
Now, what were some of your main considerations when designing the Wingman?
It had to be easily transported, but it also had to allow you to carry your clothes without re-ironing. So obviously there's a lot of bags around at the moment. A lot of people use existing sort of traditional backpacks, but you have to carefully roll your clothes yourself. And it's a bit random sometimes how they come out. So what I needed was a product that could transport the clothes and allow them to be worn without ironing at your destination, fit within the carry-on luggage requirements, and also be easily transported by bike. And that was that's what I wanted. There were also then some of those other considerations that needed to carry probably a laptop, shoes and a towel, because not everyone has a locker, and at this job that I had, I didn't have a locker. So it needed to be able to carry everything for the day, and it also needed to be waterproof too, because in Sydney sometimes you get caught in the rain, and you don't want your nice suit or clothes being drenched. So that were the main considerations, and look, we spent a lot of time considering those. It was 2 years essentially to try and overcome all the issues and make sure we covered all the requirements that a commuter, i.e. myself, would need.
I understand that you worked in the Navy before starting your own business. What skills did you learn that are useful to your business now?
Look, it's funny, when you are in the Navy, not only are you having a great time doing sort of operational roles and hands-on work, you do actually learn a lot of core skills that are really applicable to corporate world. So discipline is quite an obvious one. Time management as well, and also organisation. They've been, I suppose, critical, especially when you're working in a small environment where you're setting the deadlines. I suppose without those, it possibly would have taken a lot longer to get the business up and running. But I've got no doubt that it was those skills that I learned in the military that have, I suppose, allowed this business to become successful.
I can only imagine. Now, how did you know when to stop consulting in preparation to starting your own business and then just starting your own business? How did you know when to do that?
Well, look, I didn't really. So essentially there was a two-year period when I was working full-time with Deloitte as a management consultant and also trying to start the business and grow the business. And it took me, I suppose, two goes before I was able to go full-time. So I left my consulting role first and spent sort of 3 to 4 months full-time on the business and realised that the business wasn't at the stage yet where it could support a salary. And so then I went back into consulting for another 12 months whilst continuing to work on Henty. And it was at the end of that period that I was then able to go full-time. So really it was once the business could get to a point where it could support a wage, I then went full-time. So it was interesting. It wasn't an easy point, because one thing that I wasn't aware of was actually how much capital would be required to be invested to actually get the business to a sustainable point.
And congratulations on that. That is absolutely impressive. Today we're joined by Jeremy Gray, director of an Australian company called Henty, who makes clever commuter bags. You've definitely got to check these out here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Jeremy, what do you love most about being self-employed?
Look, it's the ability to call the shots. One of the frustrating things of being a management consultant is that sometimes your recommendations aren't always, I suppose, executed. So that's one of the main ones, that you're actually in the business and you're able to call the shots. And the other one is determining your own schedule. I think these days it's really hard to commit to a 9-to-5 role. We've got so much stuff going on. And so it's nice, I suppose, to be able to take some time out of during that 9-to-5 period to do some other activities. I'm also a new father as well. I've got a 20-month-old at home, so it's great to be able to spend some good time with him. And my wife's expecting twins as well, so I've got no doubt that it's going to become very handy to have the flexibility to choose my working hours. There's also I'll con on that, sometimes it is difficult to pull yourself away from your work as well. But if you have that discipline, you can balance your hours and make sure you do spend that quality time with your family, then that flexibility is a really valuable thing.
Did funding, getting back to the business, did funding the business initially cost what you thought it would?
Look, no, it didn't. When I came up with the idea, I was working by myself and using my own money. And look, to cut a long story short, it took approximately 5 times the amount of capital that I thought it would. Initially, I suppose, I thought that, okay, if I could fund a production run and land the product here in Australia, then that would be it. But then realised that that's actually a small part of the business. There's obviously the requirement to let people know that you exist, and so you need to invest in marketing and other sales channels as well. So, yeah, look, it cost approximately 5 times what I thought it would. I got a friend in as well. So there are 2 of us who are currently in the business. And that was to the point where it could sustain a wage. And obviously you may need to put in more money again to take the business to the next level. And that's something that we're sort of considering now, because we've been going for 3 years now. We've got great confidence in the product. We've got some great new designs that we're working on as well. So we're really now at the point where we want to continue to grow the business and focus on certain markets. And look, the US is certainly one of those markets that we do want to focus on. We've got quite a unique product, and it's a solution for a lot of people. And so our challenge is actually letting people know that the product exists.
Certainly exciting times for the company, it sounds like. Now, estimated to be worth $43.4 billion U.S. dollars globally by 2020, the travel bag industry is certainly growing. How do you expect the market to continue to develop in the future?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, it's a fundamental of life. I mean, people need food, they need shelter, and people are becoming more mobile as they move around. So luggage is certainly growing. More and more people are cycling. More and more people are traveling for business and for pleasure. So I believe this market will continue to grow. There's China, there's India. They're definitely two emerging markets that have a lot of opportunity. But we are a very small portion of that market. But our strategy is to provide clever carry solutions. So we think that there's a real need for products like ours. And we're sure that we'll be able to, there's enough space there for us to grow into a good company.
And I would certainly agree with you after looking into the product in depth. Now, what's your tip in conclusion? What's your tip for entrepreneurs tuning in today from your experience?
Yeah, sure. Look, it's great to sort of read about what other entrepreneurs do and say, and every case is slightly different. So a bit of a cliche, but trust your instincts and have a go. You really need to, I suppose, to make sure you have done your research to ensure that there's nothing else out there like it. It's a big world out there now, and there's a lot of other people who are trying to provide solutions that may be very similar to what you're doing. So once you've done your research and you're confident, by all means, have a go. Not every business will make you money. That's another one. People do take sort of that lifestyle angle as well. But look, if your business doesn't make you money, then the lessons that you're learning are priceless either way. You can either sort of invest, I suppose, and study an MBA through uni, or you could start your own business. And I've done an MBA, and I tell you that I've learned just as much, if not more, through starting the business than I did through the MBA. The other thing that I learned when I was at Deloitte, one of their sort of sayings is fail fast and fail cheap. And I agree with that. I think as an entrepreneur, we don't have limited amount of funds. You also don't want to waste your time proceeding with ideas that aren't going to be successful. So fail fast, fail cheap is a good one to remember. And look, you never really know what it's like to run your own business until you have a go. So it's important to sort of not die wondering. And look, the last tip I'd say is don't compromise on quality. People really appreciate good quality products that are made well. And we believe that good businesses are founded on good products and services. Obviously, there's depending on what your product is, you may be able to compromise some areas depending on what your business model is. But the strategy that we've taken is to make great products and provide good service and provide unique and innovative products. We never really thought there was much space in the luggage industry for innovation from an external perspective, but now we're in here. We can really see some great opportunities, and we've got some good innovations. So, look, they're, I suppose, the tips that I'd have. But, look, from our perspective, John and I are very happy that we've taken that leap. And, it's working out well for us at the moment.
Well, Jeremy certainly has been insightful and inspiring. Certainly appreciate the time spent here with us today. Tell us where folks can get more information about the company and where they can shop for the best bag of their choice online.
Yeah, sure. So our website is www.henty.cc. There's some great stop motion videos on the website. Took us 8 hours to do each one. And they really show the features of the bag well. So look, I'd encourage anyone who's after a great multi-purpose bag or a suit bag to please jump on that website and have a look at what we've created from Tasmania, Australia.
Awesome stuff. Jeremy, certainly has been good to have met you and to have you join us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Yeah, thanks very much, Eric, and keep up the good work.
And thanks for those kind words. We've been speaking with Jeremy Gray, director of an Australian company called Henty, who makes clever commuter bags. And for more information, simply visit Henty, henty.cc. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
is the ePodcast Network.